Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Down the hypothetical road now, I'm listening to the update thinking, I don't know, if Gorgiev shuts him out through two periods, maybe I just leave him in, try to set a tone.
I do not want to, I don't say this pejoratively at all, but what percentage of our audience running around but hearing Zach do the updates is going like, who?
Oh, many. 80%.
That dude's on our team now?
90.
I've heard of him.
100.
Rangers? What?
100%.
That happened, like, that was, like, late in the day on a Thursday, I think, like, right? And then it's the weekend, and it's football, and I don't know. Just, I need to be reminded that Georgiev is on the team. I work here and everything.
The signing was announced at a time that makes you wonder if the Sabres wanted anybody to know about it. So, yeah. See, if it's listeners making these points and asking these questions, then I'm off the hook. We're off the hook. Because
right.
I'm not the one saying it.
Right.
Bram writes, what if the Bills and Eagles are both 15-0 and have clinched going into Week 17? Would both teams pack it in? Would they try to win? What would that look like?
Both teams would be smart to pack it in, is what I would say.
Trubisky time.
And then, I mean, somebody's going to win. You win that, then you have a decision to make the following week, too, which I think you've already made, because if you stood down in week 16, you're going to do the same, week 17, you're going to do the same in week 18. But that is how I would do it. I mean, if I need to forcefully weigh in on this hypothetical where the Bills run the table until the end of the season, I'm sitting everyone down. I'm signing guys that I'm going to cut the next day, I think. If logistically, if you can't, you can't really do that in an NFL season. You do that in the summer to some extent. The Bills have done that in the summer, brought guys in just for the final preseason game. But I'm no one is playing.
I think I would hate it.
I understand. Me too.
I think I would
hate
it.
Conflicted, but I think I would have to do it.
You have a chance to do something superhuman this year in that scenario. Not just win a Super Bowl, but to go unbeaten. Only Miami. And that's also something I've been told on Twitter here. Nothing would make me happier, says Sean, than to go undefeated and win the Super Bowl. I grew up in the 70s, 20-0 by Miami. Yikes, I'd love to take their most precious achievement away from them so they could never celebrate anything again, ever. See? We're going to want Trubisky time? And
yes.
Trubisky versus Tanner McKee? Philadelphia? I just can't wait for this. I just want this is why I want it the most. Philadelphia is the defending champs. They have a different perspective on this. Like, we've already won two Super Bowls here. We won last year. You know? You could take that either direction, I guess.
But we're chasing the history more so because we've already got a Super Bowl. That gives you a little more wiggle room. Maybe
a back-to-back, yeah. A dynasty. We don't need 17-0. We're trying to repeat.
Yeah.
And here are the Bills trying to win their first. How could anything come in front of it?
Nothing could, which is why I would sit everyone.
It's so good. It's so good. I've been texting my friends just that I think would appreciate the conversation. This is fun and reasonable and also awful.
The most unreasonable thing about it is that it's coming after week three of the NFL season.
That is
the only thing about it that's unreasonable.
Except we did do it before the season even started.
That's right,
too. Beat the Ravens, and then what? When do they lose?
We do everything.
When do they lose?
I didn't mean that how it sounded.
Here's Mike with us. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Fantastic, Mike. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you again, as usual. All right, I'm going to tell you a few things.
Oh, boy.
Number one, KC does not make the playoffs. Number two, Baltimore does not make the playoffs because both of those players that are top dogs are going to get hurt. I can see it happening.
What is the point of predicting that?
Well, I'm just telling you, I can see it because the way that Lamar Jackson runs out of the pocket.
You cannot take this absolutely insanely cool conversation we were having about 17-0 and turn it into, hey guys, I love your show. By the way, Lamar Jackson's going to get hurt this year. You cannot do this. If you like this show, how could you have so little respect for it?
Well, that's my next spot was going to be that the Bills, if they were one game away from winning, from being undefeated throughout the whole year, I would basically start some of my players to try to get that history. I would definitely not start Josh Allen.
Okay.
Definitely not.
Thanks. He'll be healthy though.
Right, because you didn't have it. He'll be healthy because you didn't have a dream about him or something.
I want him to stay healthy.
No, you do that. Right, and you want the other guys to get hurt. We got you.
I'm not saying I want them to get hurt.
You so want them to get hurt because as soon as it happens, you're calling us back.
Well, if it does happen, I will call you back.
Yeah, great. It'll mean as little to me then as it does now. Like, how can anybody predict an injury for anybody else? Not only are you doing that, you seem to think it's logical and you want it to happen.
Mike, enough is enough. You always get into arguments with me.
Well, why would that be? You think I get into arguments with everybody? I mean, why would that be? This is just nonsense.
Why? How about listening to me once in a while?
I heard every word.
Opening, keep your trap going.
I heard every word. I didn't not listen to you. I just think it's ridiculous.
Then be quiet and listen to my...
Well, that's not really going to be possible, Mike. I can't be quiet. That's not going to work. So let's come up with another plan.
Well, no, you're not. And when I used to run dealerships, and you used to come down with me, you were always nasty.
Oh my God. Okay. Thanks, Mike. Well, it's probably me. It's a me problem.
I'm not even sure what to do right now.
I don't know the
turn that took.
You know what these guys really want to hear right now is my ludicrous injury predictions. That's what would make the show better. And then if the host of a show you say you like actually calls you out on it, well, then you got to make sure to tell that host that 17 years ago or something I was mean. Like just what there's a job to do here. We don't have to talk about the Bills going undefeated, but we kind of want to just keep it sort of reasonable, and there's lots of other things to talk about that are reasonable, not just like, I'm here to tell you guys Mahomes and Jackson are going to get hurt. Great. And then pretend that you don't want it to happen, because of course, as you admitted, as soon as it does, you're going to tell us that you called it. Just like maybe 5 or 10 other nonsense predictions you've called us with in the past that you might remember and I don't,
yeah,
that make you think like that I have a history of just sort of arguing with you, which happens when one person is kind of, you know, sort of reasonable and another isn't. That's what happens in life. Like when Bulldog was the vanilla ice cream nonsense, I had to call him out on it. You can't just sort of expect people to agree with you no matter what it is you say. What kind of life is that?
Always with the vanilla ice cream.
I mean,
always with the vanilla. The delicious,
you say crazy things.
Delicious French vanilla ice cream.
I'm glad you have car dealerships. You say crazy things, you know, publicly. Somebody should step in. There's nothing worse than listening to a radio show where the person in this chair does not step in. There's nothing worse. Because then why are you here? There's just nothing more annoying than that as a listener. We're actually working for the listeners, not the callers. This guy thinks the show is better if he calls in and predicts Lamar Jackson getting hurt. He has no interest in our success. He's actually, without knowing it, kind of trying to ruin the show by doing that. Saying different, but that's actually what he's doing. You know what these guys need right now to disrupt this super interesting hypothetical that would be just mind-blowingly great? Me. That's what they need. They need me to call in and stomp on it. That's what they need. Anyway, what else?
Break
the pain somehow. Give me that shot that they give you when you have sciatica.
Yeah.
Just break the pain thing so that I can just sort of come back.
The Sabres have a tough guy on their team now.
Great.
Did you know that? I did not know that. I was listening we'll have time to get into this with Paul, but we need something. Owen and I were listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
To Lindy Ruff's training camp introductory news conference. I don't think it was live. Owen was home from work and just had it on his phone in the like he often does in the kitchen while we were both in there just, you know, whatever, making something to eat. And so we're listening to Lindy talking, and he makes a point that you'll hear a lot this year about being harder to play against and tougher and whatever, better defensively. And how do you think you're going to do that? Well, you know, additions like, you know, I think he lists off a couple guys, and then he says this guy's name, Gjertsen. He says that name. And Owen and I look at each other. Is that the name, by the way? I don't have the roster open in front of me, and I'm just getting familiar with this guy being on the team. Anyway, he says that name and keeps going. And Owen and I exchange a glance. I'm like, who's that? Who is that? And we're like, I'm not sure I know. One says, maybe it's the new strength coach. Like they're really excited about having and I never thought about it again. And then, you know, whatever, how many days later, I'm reading something about the season, previewing the season, looking forward, camp getting going. And I see this comment from Lindy about this guy who he had in New Jersey a couple of years ago when he was there, and they signed him this summer. I remember it now. I just assumed it was a Rochester guy. But Lindy told the guy, if you can skate, you will play. And the guy has shown up here in camp and is like beating Jacob Bryson in skating drills. Whatever you want to think about Jacob Bryson, skating is like the only reason he's still in the NHL, like borderline even. He's a very good skater. So they've got, and he had like 350 minutes in penalties the last 2 years in the AHL. They've got they signed a tough guy, and he's playing tonight, and I think he's going to be on the team.
Yeah.
Which is not something I saw coming.
This is how to do it. Just sort of, you've tried everything else. You've
right.
Analytics.
Right.
You've tried it all. Long-term contracts for tens of millions of dollars for 21-year-olds. Like, you've tried it all.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just goon it up. Let's see if that works.
It is Gjertsen.
Gjertsen. Do you have a jersey yet? No, you don't have a jersey yet?
I do not.
Is it safe to get one? You're saying it's maybe safe
I think
to get
he's going
to
be on the team, is what I would predict now. Unless, what was the caller's name? Mike wants to call us and tell us the guy's going to get hurt.
No, well, if he's a Saber, he would never say that.
I thought I'd bring it all home.
That's for other teams.
Just bring it all right back.
Yeah, so I'm glad you did. The pregame for Sabres Blue.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.